You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Neat or on the rocks? It's the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia on the Sports Leader, 95.7 FM and AM 950 The Fan, Rochester.
We're back in the Sports Bar. Danger and Battaglia, glad you're with us this afternoon. It's been a Hall of Fame week in the Sports Bar. Ryan Miller going into the Amherst Hall of Fame tonight. We're going to speak with Amherst Hall of Fame broadcaster Don Stevens later on this afternoon. And joining us live in studio, it's our pleasure to have the Hall of Famer Jim Boeheim in studio. Welcome into the Sports Bar, Coach.
Hey, great to be here. Thank you. Great to be anywhere when you're 80.
Coach, you're in town tonight for a great event. You were delivering the keynote, the Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Big Night Out Gala. How important is it for you to give back at this point?
It's important. I mean, we do it in Syracuse all the time. We actually have done stuff with our foundation in Rochester and helping build a home, helping with some things at the Boys and Girls Club here in Rochester, in surrounding areas, as well as Syracuse. So it's been one of the best things that I've ever been able to do is to, with our foundation, to touch base with communities, Boys and Girls Clubs in Syracuse and Rochester, to come up here for this event tonight. You know, this group does so much for kids. And, you know, really that's what we all talk about doing, but I don't know if we always come through on that in terms of helping kids.
And you obviously, as a coach for as many years as you were, I mean, we don't have to ask you about the importance of mentorship, but I mean, come on, this is what this is all about, right?
That's exactly it. And, you know, you just... I'm getting a little older, but it's good for me to get out and drive up here and see these kids, and did a couple things. We hobby today and see some things over there. It's crazy. That's a crazy place. Amazing stuff going there. But just to be able to do this stuff, I mean, we're just, I just think we're lucky to be able to do this stuff. And it's like they always say about giving stuff to, you know, doing work like this and helping charities. You get so much more out of it when you see kids. I go down to the Boys and Girls Club and see kids playing basketball on the courts we did. We refurbished. We put the bleachers in, the baskets in. When you see that, it's just, there's nothing better than that. And, you know, generally upstate New York, Syracuse, Rochester are very giving places. People give back to their communities. You know, here you got the Wilmots, you got Tom Golisano. These people give back to their communities, and that's what we've tried to do on a lot smaller scale, money-wise, but we try to do that in Syracuse.
Yeah, fantastic. Tonight, Jim Boeheim in town, our guest here. How is retirement? Is it still retirement for you, Coach? Are you busier than ever?
The guy at the airport says, I see you more now than I ever have. Well, that's because when we played, we flew private. I didn't come through the airport. It was a lot easier. But, you know, I did 10, 12 games this year, so it's like 10 road trips. And, you know, when you do a game, it's fun to do the game, but you got to go Tuesday, do the game Wednesday, come back Thursday. So you're gone 3 days, and everything's a connection flight in the ACC. You got to go to New York, go to Washington. But it's fun. It's fun to do games, stay in the game. I did the ACC tournament studio stuff, went to the Final Four huge ending, disappointing ending for Duke. Just really clearly just could not finish the game, and they really should have been ahead more in the game. They really were probably the best team in the country this year. They just couldn't quite do it. Maybe a little inexperienced, but it just they Flag and Knipple played great, and everybody else in Duke's team just didn't do anything. If they'd have done anything, they would have won. But that happens in sports, and you know, we've all been a part of that. We've all seen one of those things happen.
Well, it's still fresh in our mind. Let's just get your take on Florida winning it all. Yeah. And the season as a whole. I mean, you know, we talk about the ACC. You were at the ACC tournament. It felt like a down year for the conference overall. But just your overall sense of how this season went for college basketball. And we can talk a little bit about which direction it's going.
Right. Well, the teams, the game on the court's great. The teams are great. The games are great. I did games. You know, they're great. It's off the court. You know, how do you get there? And the NIL is crazy. The SEC spent tons of money, and they had 14 teams in the tournament. The ACC didn't step up, didn't spend money, and we had three teams, and then four teams in the tournament. Should have maybe been three, but it was four. And so you have to spend. It's NIL. You come up. It's not really NIL. It's pay. You pay your players, or you're not going to have a team. And that's just what it is. It's pro sports on a college campus. And ACC didn't step up. I think they will. I think Syracuse has this year in the offseason. I think we'll have a much better team next year because of it. But on the court, the games are good, fun to watch. But it's strictly about money. And the mid-majors get hurt the most, because if a mid-major coach has a good player, he's losing them. They're going up and paying. It's partly the money and also the immediate eligibility, the being able to play right away. So you'll see three or four guys play at three or four schools because they can play right away. You know, when you had to sit out, very few players, and no good players ever transferred because they didn't want to sit out. Now they can sit out and get more money. So that's where we are in college sports. I don't see a solution. There isn't one. There'll be some help with this $20 million settlement that will probably pass, but schools are spending $35 million. Football schools are spending $20 to $25 and $10 million for basketball. So they're still going to have that money, and it'll be the $20 million from the school, and the rest will come from collectives, and I don't see that changing. If they try to limit it, players going to go to court and win, because the Supreme Court already said 9-0, you can't limit what a college athlete gets. So this is where we're going. I mean, you have to adjust. Coaches will adjust to it like you always do. I'm not unhappy that I don't have to do that anymore, but if I was 55, I'd be doing it too. I'd be looking for money and trying to recruit and pay players. But that's where we are for at least a while. I don't see a solution coming right away.
Jim Boeheim, our guest. You know the voice. It's like that Letterman show. He doesn't need an introduction joining us here in the sports bar. Coach, so many years at Syracuse. Is it difficult giving Red maybe the space here? Because we're all kind of fans. We all want to know. You get stopped and people want to know how's the team going to look, thinking that you still have this influence on the program.
No, it's his program. I go in. I have an office in the building near the right there. I stop by practice. I talk to Red. He knows exactly what he wants to do. He didn't have good enough players this year. It didn't matter who was coaching. They just weren't good enough. And he knows they have to get better. That's the job. I knew in my career that if I didn't win, I'd be out, whether it was my 10th, 20th, 30th, 40th, whatever year. You win or you're not coaching. That's the way it works. Like any business, you produce or you're out. And he knows that. He's got a better team. He's kept the two best players. He's got, I think, some good transfer guys already, a couple good freshmen. So I think they're in a good position. You never know until you get to the season. But, Yeah, people do like me a lot more this year when I go to the airport. You know, yeah. Tell me some of the people that were wondering, what's he doing coaching here? Why is he still here? They're probably the ones saying, hey, coach, we want you back. That's the way that works.
Jim, where are you with conference realignment? Do you think that it's settled, or do you think there's more to come?
It's a mess. I mean, can you imagine UCLA? I talked to Mick Cronin. I talked to the West Coast. They were 1-8. The Southern Cal and Cal and Stanford coming the 3,000 miles. And they said when they went home, they were coming back off a 3,000-mile trip, and the team that was there had been there for 2 days waiting to play them.
Wow.
So it's, you not only get the road trip disadvantage, but when you come home, you're tired. So it's I don't know how you can survive doing that, players. Football, it's a couple times a year. Basketball, 4 trips. In 2 games on each trip, and then you got to go home and play right away. I think it's hard. It's all about money. Presidents went for the money. I don't think it's worth it. I mean, a school with a UCLA has probably got, what, $2 billion budget, and basketball is probably a couple hundred million. I mean, the school budget, $2 billion? I think it's crazy. Someday it won't be right away, but probably 10 years from now, everybody's going to look and say, why are we doing this? Why don't we just play the schools in our area? You know, but it is what it is now. There'll be some more, whether they go to a super football league or not. Nobody knows. 40 teams, 50, 60. What will that look like? What will the NCAA basketball tournament look like then? Because it's still a great tournament.
Yeah.
The smaller teams don't have the chance they used to. They, you know, the days of, you know, VCU, George Mason, Butler, going to the Final Four are over. That's not happening. You can win a game or two, but you're not going to get past those teams with the rosters that they're going to have. But it's still a great tournament because you get great games at the end. The championship game was great. The Duke game was great. I mean, they were really good games. The Sweet 16 games mostly were good. They're good teams. There's going to be 16, 18 really good teams every year because of money. I mean, whoever thought Mississippi State would be good, but they're good because they're spending money and getting good players, and they both have really good coaches. So I sat next to Chris Beard at the Final Four. I mean, he's a tremendous basketball coach, and those teams are all getting good players. There's no rebuilding now. It's like, let's go get seniors and juniors, and we can be good this year.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
That's the way it works.
Yeah. Jim Boeheimer, guest in studio tonight in town for the Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Big Night Out Gala. You must be beaming with pride. Carmelo Anthony going into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, he's the first ballot guy. You know that. Win a championship, win 3 gold medals. Had a great NBA career. People knock on him, well, he didn't win a championship. He was with bad teams. Ernie Banks never won a championship in baseball. He's bad Chicago Cub teams. You've got Karl Malone, John Stockton, never won a championship. Great players, two of the greatest players of all time at point guard and power forward. Melo's one of the great offensive players that's ever played in the NBA. He's top 10 in scoring, won the MVP in his one chance at the Final Four. First freshman to just do that, go in, win it. He's a great, great player. He's given back to his community, gave back to us, gave back to enable us to build our practice facility, practice in courts in the city, Baltimore build a rec center. I mean, he's given back everywhere he's been, and now he's given us his son. So we're really happy to get his son up at Syracuse. He's a tremendous shooter. Got a ways to go. He's not quite Mellow, but he's going to be a good college player, and we're very thankful to have him. But it's fun to see him go in. I'll go up, and the 08 team is getting in, the gold medal team, and it'll be fun. It'll be a fun weekend.
Yeah, Jim, and speaking of Carmelo and that 2003 team that we always think about this time of year, I mean, it just goes to show, it's cliche, but it's so hard to win a championship. Talk a little bit about what it means this time every year. I'm sure you reflect on that run with Melo, with that team.
Yeah, I mean, we should have probably won in 87. We had a couple other chances where you could have won, but we probably played better in 87, just didn't finish. Missed a couple free throws. That happens. It happened to Duke. But to win is big. I mean, as a college coach, you want to be good. You know, we were pretty consistently good at Syracuse, but you would not walk away from the game and be satisfied if you didn't win one national championship. I mean, there's a caller in Syracuse that called every week when I was coaching and said, "We only won one." Like, oh, really? There's about 45 coaches that have won a national championship. So it's hard to do, and I'm glad we got that one done. We got the Final Four three, four other times, but when you don't win, you don't really think about it that much. I mean, 96, John Wallace from here in Rochester got us there and carried us all the way to the last minute. We lost to a great Kentucky team, but it's hard to win.
Yeah, you've had other guys, Roosevelt Bowie, one of the guys. You've had some guys come from the Flower City in your program.
Marty Burns, Greg Monroe on their championship team. Roosevelt Bowie is the first big recruit I got. And he was an unbelievable player. We had four great years with him and, of course, Lewis Orr. We just got started with that group. And, I tell all the time, it's the nicest group, the best group I think I ever coached. And then I had a few guys after that made me appreciate them even more. They weren't always as easy to coach, but that's coaching. You know, the part of coaching is you're going to have some ups and downs. You're going to have some guys that can be difficult. Derek Coleman told me, he told me he never wanted to see me again, but he did come back. He's been back many, many times and been a big supporter of ours. But, you know, that's coaching is not easy. You don't say pretty please to get guys to play hard. It just doesn't work that way. You have to get tough and you have to be on them a little bit. And, you know, it's just what coaching is. Nobody, myself included, goes out there and works their tail off every day without somebody pushing them a little bit. It's as simple as that. Just like right now, when I get up, if my wife feels she is my coach and she pushes me every day to, you got to do this, you got to do that, do this, eat this, go to workout, do this. And, you know, we need that. We need that. Most people aren't self-starters. Most people need a push. There's a very few guys, like Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan, they just come in and they do what more than you ever ask them to do. And I had a lot of those guys, too, and that's how you win.
Jim Boeheim delivering the keynote tonight at the Big Brothers, Big Sisters, Big Night Out Gala. Going to talk plenty of mentorship and what that program means to our community. And, of course, nobody better to talk about it than the coach with over 1,000 wins. And we've got the Masters on in the studio as well, and I know you like to follow golf. We actually talked to Coach Patsos earlier in the week. He wanted us to bring up to you the time that you guys all golfed together, and Coach Williams, a little off the handle, a little bit of an angry golfer is what we hear.
Coach Williams is a good friend of mine, and he's a great guy until he's either coaching a team or on the golf course. He's the worst on the golf course. He's my partner, and we're playing about the fourth hole. He's not good, and I at that time was good. So, I was 3-4 handicapper, and he's like a 15 and thinks he's a 5. So I said to him before he's getting ready to shoot, he's my partner. I said, "Nice, good swing, nice and easy. Let's go." "Don't you tell me how to play golf. Don't you say that." I said, what? And then he dubbed it about 20 feet and really was mad at me. But that's Gary Williams. He's like that. He was the coach on the court when Pearl hit the half-court shot, and he thought he was going to win the game, and he was standing at half-court, and people were just boiling onto the court. I said, Gare. And he's looking at me. Gare. He's like transfixed. What happened? I said, Gare, game's over. Let's go. We got to go. You lost. It was crazy. It was the mildest I've ever seen the Dome. People were just pouring onto the court. But Gary Williams is a really good friend. We call him Wacko. PJ Carlissimo gave him the name Wacko because he is completely wacko. Jimmy Patzel was coaching with him, and every time one of his recruits made a bad play, he would fire Jimmy right there. He would turn. How could you recruit that guy? He's horrible. You're fired. Get out of here. Get off the bench. He did that every game. Not once, every game.
Oh, my gosh. Jim Boeheim, our guest in studio. As we do, I know you played Oak Hill. Have you ever played Augusta National?
I played there twice. It's better than you think. You
know, I mean, it looks amazing.
It's one of the only things in life. You know, people tell you how good something is, and maybe it's not quite as good, or maybe it's as good. It's 10 times better than whatever you think it is. That's how good it is down there.
I mean, do you have a golfer that you're rooting for and you're following along for this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I like Scheffler. I just like his attitude. But, you know, I'd like to see Rory maybe win one there. I think he's a good guy, too. And I think he had a good day. I missed some of it. Been doing
had a couple
some.
Of really nice shots. Yeah. You'll see highlights of today. Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, I love golf. I always love golf. I played Oak Hill since I was a little kid, probably 14 years old. I came up here for the first time. Still one of the great, great golf courses in the country. And Rochester's a great golf city, really is. Always has been. Great restaurant city, too. My favorite Red is up here. I'll put a plug in.
Yeah. Now we're talking.
Coach, last one for me. I got to ask you about Buddy. OKC is just kind of rolling. Oh, and yeah. How is he doing?
He had a good year, but he knows he can't go up there. But their organization is so good. Their G League team is so good that he's getting better. And he was shooting 43% from the three for the first half of the year. And then he thought he hurt his thumb, sprained his thumb. He kept playing 14 games more and didn't shoot so well. Yeah, he played with a broken thumb the last 14 games he played. I said, but in the doctor, we sent him to New York to do the surgery. And she says, well, you didn't play on this. He says, no, I played. It was broken with the ligament off the bone. I mean, every game, if he didn't get it bumped, he could shoot. If he got it bumped hard, then he couldn't make anything. But he had a good year. Jimmy's playing in Germany, doing okay. They like to play. It's like Jimmy says, you know, it's better than working. I can't disagree with that. Yeah. Playing basketball is always going to be better than working.
Jim, it's an absolute treat having you in town. Thanks for making time for us here in the sports bar. And you know, for the people that are going to be at the gala tonight, the Big Brothers, Big Sisters, big night out, they're in for a treat with your keynote.
Thank you.
Appreciate all you're doing for the community and all you're doing for Big Brothers, Big Sisters.
Appreciate it. Nice being with you guys. It's nice to be with good guys once in a while.
Appreciate it, Jim. Thanks. Jim Boeheim, the Hall of Famer, 47 years, over 1,000 wins. At Syracuse, our guest in the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. And for the purpose of this conversation, the founder of the Jim and Julie Boeheim Foundation, which is, of course, doing great things in the community. Going to take a quick break. Come back with more next. You're on The Fan Rochester.
You're listening to the Sports Bar with Danger and Battaglia. 95.7 FM and AM 950. The Fan Rochester.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
Hey, everyone. Quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high-quality meats, or just a quick, healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.